we're here for a good time.
Hi, welcome to Live Local Radio 97.1 FM. This is your host, David Keyes, and here I am on a Thursday with two great guests coming up. We have Debbie Love from the, what do we call it, Bonner County Food Center, Food Bank? What do we call it these days?
Community Food Bank.
Community Food Bank. And then we have Corey Donenfeld from, what do we call that, Northwest Auto Body still?
Northwest Auto Body in Accurate Northwest.
At Accurate Northwest in beautiful Bonners Ferry, Idaho. And we will have some other guests later on today, too. But I just wanted to welcome you to the show. We have, again, we're pre-taping this, so if we say anything about, like, it's raining outside right now, when you hear this, it probably isn't raining, so, if, you know, don't hold that against us for sure. But we're coming up to the holiday time of year, and there's no place better than Sandpoint, Idaho, to have Christmas and all the holidays, and we've been talking about, you know, some of the stuff going on downtown, but one of the things that's a constant here in our community, and Debbie, I'll talk to you about this a little bit, we're going to take a quick break, then we'll talk a little bit more, but the need for the food bank, the food center, strong as ever?
Strong as ever.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about that.
So typically we are serving 3,200 families a month, but now with the SNAP program, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, has been suspended, our numbers have gone through the roof. Right now, in the last 7 days, we have served 1,491 individuals.
Okay.
In the last 7 days.
Wow.
That's households.
And do you think people are stocking up, not knowing what the future is going to be, or do you think this is day-to-day food they need for their subsistence?
From what we're hearing, day-to-day.
Is it? Okay.
They didn't get their benefits, so they are, people are nervous and have a lot of anxiety around it. So.
And as they should, because that's pretty close to home for those people, so, for sure.
Yeah, the SNAP program is a really big program. Mm-hmm. So for every meal that we serve at the food bank, the SNAP program serves 9 meals.
Right,
so
right.
It's a big...
Right. And the reason I wanted to start out with Debbie right away was to kind of get your attention. We're going to have a longer discussion here with her and Corey Donenfeld from Northwest Auto Body. But I wanted to take a quick break because this is what we do. And then we'll take a commercial and then we'll come around back and we'll talk more about this thing called Deervember and how it helps out the food bank and helps you out, Debbie. And again, this partnership that's been going on almost 10 years now. Holy smokes. It's hard to believe that. So we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have Corey and Debbie.
We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time. The sun can shine every day.
And welcome back to Almost Live Local Radio. This is David Keyes, and we're taking selfies here in this during this interview. We've got Corey Donenfeld here from Northwest Auto Body. An Accurate Northwest. We have Debbie Love from our favorite food bank. I always call it the wrong thing, I truly do, but it's still in my heart. Food Center?
Yes.
I'm going to get it right. I truly am. And this is the time of year when we really start thinking about neighbors and friends who aren't as lucky as some of us. And there's a whole different part of our society that we don't know. You know, we're pretty lucky. We've all been healthy. We've all had good lives. But there's a segment of our society that needs the help. And that's where you kind of come in, too, isn't it, Debbie?
Absolutely.
And you were sharing earlier that you're as busy as ever before now, too. And it sounds like the SNAP thing might be cleaning itself up, but who knows how long that's going to be, right?
Right. We do know it's coming back. We just don't know when.
Right. So you're seeing people that you've never seen before, probably?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're probably signing up 10 new families a day.
Really?
And typically that would be maybe 10 in a week, so...
If you can get a little bit closer to your microphone, perfect. That would be awesome. So you're seeing these 10 new families, these 10 new people. Mm-hmm. And so is it a hard process to get approved for help? Or how does the person do that?
Photo ID, Bonner County resident, and then any income within the household.
Gotcha. So like a paid stub or W-2 or something like that?
Right, a social security statement, something,
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And so you also have a lot of volunteers helping out, too.
We do.
You have more of those, I hear, knocking on your door right now, too.
Yeah, it's incredible, the turnout.
Isn't that cool that neighbors want to help neighbors because they know you're busier?
Yes, and that's what I think through when we have these crises. It's like people are coming out of the woodworks to come and help, which is wonderful where we live.
So. And you've shared with me before that... the need for food is a constant. There's always going to be a need for food for people, for sure. And that's the need that you fill. But now, again, it's busier. There's more going on that way, for sure. So one constant you've had, though, in the last 10 years now, though, is this thing called Deervember from Northwest Auto Body. And Corey Donenfeld, co-owner, is here to talk about that a little bit. But Isn't it fun when the people in the community step up to help out like that?
Absolutely. This is one of the best partnerships that we have, I feel.
Yeah. What, 10 years, Corey? That's pretty darn cool.
Yeah. 10 years we've been at it. So what it is we donate $50 to the food center for every animal accident that we repair in the month of November. And that's for all three locations. And so it really helps at a time of need, especially for this year. They're really getting hit hard, so it makes me feel better than ever to be able to help. Also was talking about volunteering with the kids, my kids, and seeing what I can do in any which way. We have quite a few sponsors that are also jumping in. We'll go into that a little bit later. But really, we're at $25,000 that we have donated throughout all 10 years.
So that donated is spelled D-O-E for like dough.
Exactly.
Is that right? Nice. Yeah.
And so it's really something that we will continue to do. And it makes me proud to be able to help my community. And also, it's an awareness, too. So right now, the deer are moving out there on the highways. Hunting has started, the changing of the weather. Everything is making the deer and animals move. And with that, they're crossing the highways, they're crossing the roads. And so the likelihood of getting into a car accident has increased. We see it through Northwest Auto Body, where this is the time that we see the most amount of deer accidents. So we want to bring awareness, be a little cautious. Most of us know where those deer crossing areas are. Go a little slower.
Give yourself some more time. Isn't it as simple as that? Because it's dark all the time. Going to work, coming back to home, it's always dark for sure. And people kind of forget about that, don't they? Tell us a little bit how this started, though. I've heard the story before, and I think, but you can tell it better than I can. But wasn't it somebody, one of your employees said, hey, here's a way to help our community?
Absolutely. So the idea came from an employee that was like, hey, we want to be able to help the food bank and be able to help the community by donating for an animal accident. With that, it inspired to go and grow and change throughout all the years. But really, it was something that we were passionate about right away. And so with that, I was like, that's great. How can we make this happen? Almost immediately, the food center was able to jump right on board with that. And then Debbie Love has been just amazing with that as well.
So you can't see her now, but imagine her wearing this baseball cap that has Northwest Auto Body on it. She's not wearing it now, but in the magic of radio, I see you in that because I've seen you around town wearing that. And you also have a big bumper sticker on your delivery van that says Northwest Auto Body. So, Corey, you're right. I mean, you can't beat that kind of a collaboration, can you?
Right. And with that is we want to continue doing that, right? We get to help the community, and we appreciate what the food bank is doing for the community. Without this food bank, we would be in a serious, dire need, especially right now. So I want to personally say thank you, Debbie. Like, what you're doing is amazing.
Thank you, Corey.
It's a valuable service. It truly is. And it's, a segment of society that we don't think about all the time. You know, knock on wood that I haven't needed you, Corey hasn't needed you, but there's times where we know people who have needed the services that way too. One thing that Corey and Eric have done, which I think is just great, is again a collaboration, and we've teamed up with Washington Trust and Eric Paul, and this wouldn't be nearly as successful without them helping out. They actually match what we give, the $50, up to an amount, and that's been really, really beneficial for, I think, us and them again too. And Corey kind of led the charge to find even more partners, too. And everybody we've talked to, wouldn't you say, Corey, everybody you talked to has said, yes, I want to help. And to different levels. I mean, so, it's interesting where when you start asking questions and people recognize the need and then they're helping locals, they're going to say yes, too. And Corey, how about a few of the other sponsors? Do you know them off the top of your head?
Yeah, absolutely. So Eric Paul has definitely been there from the beginning with Washington Trust Bank. He's the one that I really want to say thank you to. He's the one that matches. So big kudos to them and Washington Trust Bank. Also had Andy at Age Heating and Cooling. Definitely jumped up there a couple years ago. It's been great. Dave and Tina Slyster at Energy Electric. We have Aaron at 4D Auto Wrap. And Dave and B. Speakman at the Farm Bureau Agency out there in Ponderé. So
and Jake's Chimney Sweep too, Cliff, next door to the Sandpoint shop. What a great donation there too. He started last year. he came up to us a little while ago and said, are you guys doing it again? We said, yeah. And, you know, you almost don't want to have to ask,
right.
But he asked us to help again. And he is just a driven individual who knows he wants to help neighbors. And I had a great discussion with him yesterday about all sorts of matters around town and in the world. And you can just tell his heart's in the right place. He wants to find a way to help. And we gave him a way to help.
So absolutely. That's what I think was so special about this. It's the first time I've worked in nonprofit for many years where a local business has really stepped up and have your energy and keeping with it is just thank you. It's incredible. Sometimes, you know, we have great partnerships, but then people get tired and kind of fade away and then they'll come back. But you guys have just stuck through it. So thank you for believing in our community.
Right.
And I feel it's a win-win.
And Next Generation, I heard him on the phone talking about his daughter, Mackenzie, wanting to help out too. And, you know, it's one of those things, once a person knows bigger than themselves and want to help more people, they never go back.
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
And you know, Rotary is the same way. There's all these different groups who want to help out. And, you know, once you've done that, you find ways to help other people. And the food bank, food center has been just a great place for that. And I recognize a lot of people who help out down there. And I think that's what a good way to stay involved. Senior citizens, you know, you think about this. They've worked their whole lives in front of the public, a lot of them teachers, police officers, firefighters, and then they retire. And then what do? They build birdhouses or something else, but they're not connected with their community, but they're all service people. And I've seen a lot of those types popping around your world there, Debbie. And I think what a great way to stay alive, for one thing, because they're accountable. They're doing something bigger than themselves. So are you still looking for volunteers or are you okay?
We for Thanksgiving, we are okay. I'm happy to report that. Some years it's not that way. But I always want to say, think of us in January.
Right.
Just think of us after the holidays when people, you know, there's donor fatigue happening. We've given and we want a little break. So, but like I say, hunger knows no season.
Yeah. And again, this is we're in a time warp now. We're a week ahead of what just happened an hour ago at the chamber meeting here. How did that go? Was there a lot of recognition about what you do there? Are people aware of what's going on?
Yeah, it surprised me. They called me up. I said, wait, I'm with Northwest Auto Body.
Well, you kind of are.
Yeah, I am. I feel like I'm part of the team. So
you really are. So let's talk about the fatigue part a little bit, because like everything else, January comes and we've all survived the holidays and people forget about you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah. We're all feeling the holiday, you know, it's in the air. We want to give back. But then January comes and it's kind of that January through April when really our donations go down
right. Completely
and the need is still there. So,
and I know you don't have a crystal ball, but do you expect, again, with this SNAP thing going on, do you expect that to clean up pretty quickly or do you think that'll be around for a while?
I'm hoping it's through next month and then we're going to be okay. The families are going to, you know, receive their benefits. So
right.
I'm hoping.
And again, all they have to do is stop by, show proof of earnings and an ID,
mm-hmm.
and then really that's it.
Right. And if they don't have that, we work with them. Nobody leaves without food. So we figure out a way to work through that.
Yeah.
So.
And you've got a great staff there too. You guys are always so nice.
Incredible.
to people. We hear great stories about that too.
Thank you.
But no, I love the idea that, again, Corey's daughter's interested. And what will happen then is you'll have other cool kids figuring out that's how we give back and how to learn that life. It's a life lesson. You don't learn that in school. You learn that by giving. And I think, again, great dads like him find ways to have their kids grow that
right.
way.
And I love that.
Yeah, me too. I think that's really, really cool thing. So, Corey, do you think you have buy-in from Bonner's Ferry and here and Ponderé? Are all the shops invested in this?
Yeah, of course. So we were able to do this, and we were able to really just track the amount of deer accidents at all three locations. And with that, we also donate to some of the other food banks that are around. So some of the individuals live in Montana, so we are also donating to some of the food banks up there as well. And so everybody's really over the top excited about this. Every year just grows bigger and bigger, and I love to see this growth happen.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see this year after year grow. I really want to put out there to the sponsors, though, if anybody can let them know that we want them to continue to help with this, but we also want them to know that they are being heard. So if you see any of these sponsors out there, please let them know. Thank you for what they're doing as well.
Absolutely. You know, again, people are always asked to help out, and this way they know it stays locally. It helps neighbors and friends that, again, need the help. I can't think of a better local donation to make, frankly. And then to see how And it's fun to watch in the offices too, Debbie. People understand it. They know they're part of the team. We remind people. We keep track of all this too. And it's just a win-win situation. And you're right. It's easy to get distracted and do different things. But Corey and Eric have made a laser-like focus on helping out. And that's been really, really good. We're going to talk a little bit more after the break here. We're going to take a quick one. And then when we come back, we'll talk more about our neighbors and friends. And we'll talk more about Northwest Auto Body. But we'll see you after the break. Welcome back to Almost Live with Local Radio. This is your host, David Keyes, 97.1 FM and streaming 24/7 on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm joined today with Debbie Love and Corey Donenfeld, and we're talking about all good things in our community, talking about Deervember a little bit right now. It's a time when Northwest Auto Body gives $50 for each animal repair done during the month of November, or Deervember, we call it now, to the food bank. And Debbie, we were just talking earlier about how important that is to your operations for sure, and the long-term connection that we've all made together. That's really, really, really cool. So people know about the $50, and that's kind of funny to watch. It comes up in conversations a lot. But Corey, I mean, there's been some times now where people actually have come into Bonner's Ferry. I was at the Bonner's Ferry shop one time, and a person came in and said, I didn't have a wreck, but I want to give you money because I know it's helping our neighbors. And I know you know a few other stories like that, too. Do you have any on top of your mind?
Yeah, absolutely. So first, if anybody wants to individually donate, you can go into all three of our locations, and we can take checks or cash. But my favorite story actually happened right here about 4 years ago on the radio. So what happened was I had a customer that came in and or give me a call on the phone. It was like, hey, I just hit a deer, and I want to make sure that my vehicle is safe to drive. Can you wait for me? It's going to be a little bit past 5 o'clock. I said, absolutely, I'll make sure it's safe. So I waited around, and she came in. I was looking at the front end of her vehicle, and it had some headlamps that were slightly cracked and some grills, but it looked like everything was safe to drive. But as I always do, I was going through, tell me what happened in the accident. So she was going through, let me know that she hit a deer, and I was asking her some questions. Did the deer go under the vehicle? Did it go around the top? Tell me a little bit more. And she's like, no, the deer is in the vehicle. I was looking at the vehicle, and I don't see any broken out glass, windshield, anything like that. I said, what do you mean the deer is in the vehicle? She's like, let me show you. So she brings me around the back side, and she opens up her trunk, and sure enough, there is a full-size buck stuffed in the back of her vehicle, and the tongue was hanging out and everything. I was like, no way. So she's like, I don't know what to do with the deer. Will the food bank, the food center, take this deer? I was like, I don't think so. No way. And so, sure enough, I finish up, make sure everything's safe. She's like, is there any way that you'll take the deer? I can't get a hold of my neighbor. I said, sure, I'll take this one. And so I'm telling this story to Debbie, and this was about 4 years ago, and Debbie looks over at me, and she's like, no, we will take the deer. And I look over at her. I said, no way. I was like, what? Please explain. So she said that if you were to take your deer to Woods, they will process it and they will bring it to the food center and be able to make sure that that's all done properly. So I was blown away, but it makes perfect sense now. So one of my favorite stories.
I have two questions about that. One, did she wrestle this deer into the back of her car by herself?
Oh, how?
I want to know that.
I actually asked that question as well. So she had rope in her vehicle, and she was able to grab the legs and get into the back of the vehicle and pull that full-size deer into the vehicle through the back seats and everything. I could not believe she was able to do that, but she was bound and determined to make sure that she did not waste that deer.
And I'm kind of wondering about the blood stains on her carpet in the back and all that. There's so many questions here, but her heart was pure, and we everybody took care of it. Now we know that if there's roadkill and there's other things going on, that find you guys and talk to Woods. That's good information, because that does happen, and people do salvage those things, and it could help people that way too.
Absolutely.
So very good. And I was up in Bonner's Ferry again, where an older guy. We do a pretty good job about talking this up, and people are pretty used to it now in our markets for sure. But he came up and said, I'm sorry. He almost apologized. Said, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be in a wreck this month, but I do want to give you guys some money. And so Boundary County is run a little bit differently than you are here, Debbie. But it all goes to a good cause that way, too. And I really like watching that, too. And part of the things I do is I talk to the employees, kind of reminding them of all the history a little bit, like Corey has been sharing here, but also the fact that we are helping people that we don't know. And I think, back to your point, Corey, I think that's something that grows up in the company culture. I mean, that's what we push that. And again, sharing with your daughter that way, too. It just reinforces that it's important. You know, we're here to help people out. And we have the greatest CSRs, you know, customer service people in the world. And they're the front end on that whole thing, too. They quiz and they ask, and are you okay? Is everything okay? And did you know that, by the way, your bad luck will actually help families? And almost to a person, that people light up, because nobody wants to be in a wreck, right? They don't want to be in a wreck. But they say, wait a second, so it doesn't cost me anything? Nope, we're doing it for you. Mm. And, you know, it's you doing the making the difference. So thank you. Sorry about your bad luck, but thanks for, you know, helping the community. And so that part feels pretty good. And I can tell with all three of the CSRs, they get a buzz out of that, too, because they're kind of like little social workers there. You know, we're going to make it better for you. Corey.
Yeah. And so that actually stemmed from my father that started the business almost 50 years ago now. So
50 years?
50
really?
Years, wow. Almost 50 years.
Wow. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And so, but he really, you know, was the one that taught me to give back to the community, be part of the community, and really do what you say you're going to do. So we've always made sure that we've done quality repairs, making sure that we're very transparent of what we do. But what we want to really do is continue this legacy. We already talked about my daughter a little bit. She's also interested in it. My co-owner, Eric, his kids are also interested in it. So I'm hoping to see three or four or five, six generations from now still running Northwest Auto Body.
You bet. Wouldn't it be funny to see the future and kind of understand what the technology will be like then and everything else that we can't even imagine what the repairs will be like that way and the systems and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's changed since you've been in the business.
Well, I'll tell you where my dad started. I hear the stories all the time, and I got to be part of it. When I was younger, I would come help sweep floors and help in any which way that I could. But originally, he actually started on a dirt floor, and he started pulling cars and pulling dents and fixing cars and doing everything he could right on a dirt floor. Back then, the technology isn't what it was, you know, it's much different than what it is today, but it worked, right? And with that, he started the legacy of Northwest Auto Body. And as it started, he then found a different location, did an add-on, and that's our Sandpoint location, and did an add-on after an add-on after
an add-on.
How
many do you think, how many additions have been in the Michigan Street?
At least six, I'm guessing closer to seven.
Yeah.
And then my brother and I were both been involved for a long time. We took over ownership, and then we were looking for another location because we were so busy. That location, we were a little bit limited on space. And so then that's when we found our Pondere location. So that's on Triangle Drive, and we were able to take a pre-existing building and turn it into the collision repair center that we have. So that is putting spray booths in, frame racks in, all the equipment.
No dirt floors there?
No dirt floors, good. No. Good. In fact, we have state-of-the-art equipment with downdraft booths and heated booths.
Can you imagine your painters dealing with that now? All of a sudden, hey, we're going to go back in time. We're going to have dirt floors and the window blow and...
Sometimes I wonder how he did it, right? Yeah. And at the same time, it's like I appreciate those stories, right? Mm-hmm. It kind of comes back around. It kind of set us up for what we have now. Mm-hmm. And then 2 years ago, we had an opportunity to purchase a location in Barnes Ferry, Akron, Northwest. And it was a pre-existing body shop that had a great name. The entire crew stayed on board with us, and it was able to continue that. And 2 years later, it's been absolutely success.
And they're still there. The same crew is still there, with addition to a local manager that you moved into there, who was a top manager for your company anyway, who happened to live in Bonner's Ferry. So it worked out great.
Yeah, and we want to be there to provide for the community and help the community just like we do here.
Yep. No, that's fun. And going back to Mel, and anybody who knows Mel, well, even in fact, if you don't know Mel, you'd recognize his voice. I don't know how he's kept that how's he done that? He sounds like he's right out of Brooklyn still, doesn't he? I mean, it's just a great old accent. It really, truly is.
You know, I don't even hear the accent anymore. I'm so used to it.
Is that really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's funny because it is distinctive. I had him on the air one time, and he didn't want to do it, but I had more comments about the way he sounded because it's like right out of Central Casting, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. But I think one thing that, Debbie, you'd agree too, is that culture of giving. You know, it doesn't just happen. It comes from, well, that's actually a top-down thing where the management makes sure it's still going on that way and then we're still thinking about it that way. And that's one thing I've noticed about Northwest is they treat everybody like family there. Whether you're an internal customer, and we call them internal customers, our co-worker types, or the external customers, the ones who are coming in. And Corey and Eric and company and the managers do a really good job of reminding people that, you know, we're a transitional company. We've had different generations of people coming in. We have probably grandkids of people who came in when Mel started it, and their families are growing, and they're coming back and coming back. And the one thing you'll notice, and it's hard to measure, you know, loyalty and all that, but the one thing I see is like the Best of Bonner County, for example. Every year we, knock on wood, won that the Best of Bonner County, and that's been going on since 2000. And one year we got second place, that 2001 or so. But ever since then, and it's one thing that the ownership doesn't take for granted either. They want to make sure that every customer is treated that way, because you know in your business part too, is that one good experience is acceptable, one bad experience, and guess what? They tell the whole world, oh my gosh, it was horrible, horrible, horrible. So we really watch out for like the Google ratings, making sure that we're treating people right. And if something happens, they want to fix it. I've been with Corey before where we had something go sideways, which it'll happen. We do enough business. As soon as I told him about it, he's on the phone to the customer. And, you know, can you fix it that way? Most of the time you can. Every once in a while you can't. But at least they know that ownership cares and they want to be a part of making it better for them. And even if they didn't have the best experience, they know that we tried to make it better for them. So I think that's commendable too, Corey. It truly is. Not everybody does that. Right. So we're going to be wrapping up here in about a minute or so. Busy time for you again. People can stop by. What are your hours? How do they find you, first of all? And tell us about, your hours and all that, Debbie.
Yeah, our hours are from 8 to 3, Monday through Friday. And you can find us off of North Boyer, north of Super One. So
you've been there for a while now?
I've been there a while, yeah.
How many years?
10 years.
10 years.
Yeah, I was just thinking about, real quick, Alice, her mother started it, and she was from Maine, so she had an accent that everybody recognized.
Alice Wallace.
I remember her. And so Florence Carter, her mother, started it, and then Alice ran the food bank for a while, and then I came in. And so I've been the third director of the food bank. So it's a family Bonner County tradition.
Well, you've been a good caretaker of it, but also you've expanded to meet the needs too.
Absolutely.
You know, you look at the old facility and you were there right when it switched over. Mm-hmm. It's not the same place, is it?
It's not, no.
The mission's still the same. You're still helping neighbors and friends.
Yeah.
And again, I know that, I know you think the world of Eric and Corey and Northwest Auto Body, and it's those partnerships too that make life worth it. It really
Absolutely.
Is. And yeah. Corey, it's on the radio, it's live, it's forever and ever now being recorded, that he said as long as he runs the business and McKinsey runs the business and the kids on Eric's side run the business, we'll be supporting you know, what you do there, because
Thank
the need will always be there for sure. And partnerships are unique that way. And I know they cherish every minute they spend with you, and they're really proud when they see you walking around with the baseball cap and all that kind of stuff too. So thank you for your time today. Corey, thanks for everything too. And one last thing, Corey, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. We will always support you guys. You're doing amazing. If you go into the food bank, it's the cleanest place I've ever seen.
And all the foot traffic, too. You think about it. There's so many people in there. So you have to be on top of it. Although I would say that the Pondere shop, all three shops of ours are perfect.
Oh, they're nice, yeah.
But, so we're all about cleanliness, making sure it looks good for people that way, too.
That's important.
Debbie, I want to thank you again. Thanks for your time. Thanks for all you do. You know, we do forget about you sometimes in January, but you're still in our hearts for sure, and the need is still there. So if you think about it and you want to help the Debbie and the food center folks, do. I mean, they'll take money. In fact, money helps probably more than food, because you can multiply that those dollars into buy bulk or whatever else you want to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. The purchasing power goes a lot farther.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, very good. And Corey, thanks for your time. Thanks for, again, keeping that torch going at Northwest Auto Body to make sure that support's going on. And it is a family, for sure. He treats everybody in our company like family, and families want to help other families, for sure. So, and I want to thank you for your time this week. We'll be back next week with guests to be determined, but nobody better than two people I'm looking at right now. So, again, thanks for your time.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, David. Here for a good time.
Welcome back to Live Local Radio. Again, this is your host, David Keyes. We have one more segment today, and we've got Jesse Vachon, who's the operations manager at SASE, Sandpoint Area Seniors. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, well, wonderful. You've got a new gig going. You've started kind of a new job there, and it's been how long now?
It's been a couple months. August is when I started with operations. So.
And tell us a little bit about your organization and what you do there.
Well, in a nutshell, we feed people. Our mission is to serve our seniors in the area with not just food, but also social interaction, training, classes.
All sorts of cool stuff. Very good. And you had a recent promotion, but you're still looking for a few key members of your team, aren't you? What's going on there?
We are. So when I started as the operations manager, the board decided to split the executive director position into two. So that would be the development director, which is the position that we're looking to fill right now. Okay. And then there's me, who does all the operational, supervisory, businessy side of it.
Grant stuff, too? Do you do all the grant stuff, or is that somebody
would
else?
That would fall under the development director position.
Okay.
They would be kind of the face of SASE and attend meetings and be on the radio.
Really? You don't want to do this all the time?
Oh, I'm happy to.
Well, you're natural. You really are. So are you having fun so far?
So far, this is great.
Oh, good.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got some really hard questions coming up, so we'll enjoy it for now.
Thank you for warning me ahead of time. Appreciate that.
And, you know, one thing for the future, Jesse, if you keep doing this, which I think you should, by the way, they would always bring, like, goodies from, you know, dessert and stuff and cookies and stuff.
As I was driving over I forgot the cookies.
And I truly don't need that right now for the holidays, but keep me in your thoughts maybe next time.
Next time, yeah.
So what is going on there? I know you're busy. The lunches, the meals, that's a big part of what you do, too. But what else is going on in the world of SASE?
Well, we have all kinds of exciting programs right now that are going on. The biggest thing I would say is we just started our Dish Up Community fundraising campaign. That started November 1st, and we are almost halfway to our goal of $93,000.
So
that is very exciting. I'm blown away for the last couple of weeks, the amount of money that we have been able to raise. We have a long way to go, obviously, but we were very fortunate to get a $20,000 matching grant. So that boosted us an enormous amount. We just received a $5,000 grant from STCU, which was wonderful. That was a huge surprise. They walked into the dining room yesterday and had a huge check, which I've never been had to do before. That was really fun. It's been great so far.
Mm-hmm. And you've been with SASE for a little while now, so you've kind of seen some of this come and go and all that. Operations, what do you do with operations again? How does that work? What's your job?
So operations is overseeing our wonderful employees, our amazing volunteers. We have an incredible volunteer staff.
How many volunteers?
98 right now.
Wow.
And they're not all there regularly, but we have some just diehard volunteers that are the backbone of SASE. We are so fortunate in the quality of work that that we have from them. So.
And are you always looking for more volunteers, or are you full?
We always have something that needs help with. So, and we have volunteer applications at the office. Anybody can stop in and fill one of those out.
Perfect. I think you're one of the only places that ever had an NFL quarterback be a delivery driver for you folks. You probably didn't, before your time, I'm sure.
Yeah, I did not know that. That's exciting.
A guy named Jake Plummer, and of course, Tag knows who Jake Plummer is and was, and he was an NFL retired quarterback who wanted to give back in the community, and so lo and behold, he was a driver, and he'd deliver meals.
And so all of a sudden,
the word got out about here he is, superstar, you know, football player guy, and it was pretty cool. And so he begat other people volunteering too, because it raised the awareness of the need for those drivers too. So
yeah, and we have five days a week that we do daily routes, two daily routes. So our drivers are very valuable volunteers.
And they're more than just drivers, aren't they? They really are kind of doing the welfare check a bit, perhaps.
They do, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, they do. They check on all of our home-delivered meals recipients, and they report back to me if there's issues, if they haven't talked to someone for a while. And our home-delivered meals recipients just love our drivers. You know,
a real connection
it's
a there.
It is. Yeah. It's a highlight of their day to be able to see them. And they have really built a lot of just wonderful relationships between the drivers and our recipients.
Right. So that's a special type of volunteerism right there for sure. We also have volunteers in the center too, right, when people come in for meals and such.
We do. Yeah. Our dining room volunteers and our kitchen volunteers, and we have handyman volunteers and people that help with the grounds and all kinds of opportunities. So.
And so again, if they're interested in any of those, they come talk to you as well and fill out that?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
We have a little application we fill out, kind of helps us narrow the focus of what they're interested in and what we have available. So,
So help me with this. If you had a person who's not even a senior, well, kind of a senior, I guess, and didn't want to go in there for whatever reason, what's a compelling reason for a person to come to have a meal there?
Well, everybody is welcome for our meals. You don't have to be a senior. The seniors get a discount, I would say. We have there, if you're over 60, your meal is free, and we ask for a $7 donation if it's possible. Anybody under 60, they get lunch for $10, which is and the lunches that we serve are amazing. We have a turkey dinner coming up the 20th, and we have it almost sold out already, and that's been that way for a week. So the food is fantastic. We were really lucky this year to receive a steer and two pigs from the 4-H kids. And it is amazing how many more people we have in the dining room because they know that that's what they're going to get to eat.
And they know about the menu online? Is that how people know about that?
Yeah, the menu is online. And we have paper newsletters also that are available. If people stop in, we can give them a newsletter with activity calendar and the menu. So.
Cool, Jesse. So how do they find you online?
We are at sandpointareaseniors.org.
Okay.
It's kind of a long one. But
no, not too bad. And once it's in your memory that way too. So if a person goes there, they can find out what's on the menu, and they can find out the activities, different nights that you're doing different things, different days, and all that.
Yes, we have the menu up there. We have the activities calendar. There's ways to donate online. You can learn about our board members. So all kinds of information.
Yeah. And I've stopped by a few times, and one thing I am always struck by is how many really nice people there are there, you know, and they're coming there for a couple of different reasons. I'm sure for the meal or sure for what, you know, shooting pool or whatever they want to do, that type of thing. But what I notice is it's that sense of community, spending time with people they like and want to know more. They're kind of in the same boat that way a little bit. Do you see that too?
Oh, absolutely. The community, the atmosphere in the center is great. People are looking out for each other, checking in on each other. Wonderful friendships you see happening in the dining room. Great connections being made. It's really wonderful.
Well, I'm amazed by how successful your fundraiser has been. My goodness.
So
a couple of grants from some bank, it sounds like, but that's really cool. But who else gives? Is that like a personal, do people write checks to it? Do they want to help out? I mean, how does that work?
We did a letter writing campaign. I want to say 700 plus letters that we sent out. We solicit donations from our guests, of course, and local businesses. So we kind of hit everybody.
Yeah, well, and you hit the right people, it makes it a lot easier, that's for sure, too. So very good. How's the building? How's the facility? Is it still in good shape? I know that Rotary helped out with that a little bit a while ago with some stuff, but how's it looking?
It looks great. Okay. We need our electrical upgraded.
Oh, do you?
Which I'm hoping to be working with the city to get some of that taken care of so that we can expand our programs, because we are limited with, it's amazing how limited we are not being able to plug in another freezer.
So it pops the circuit and all that?
Yeah. So yeah. Other than that, yeah, I mean, the building's in great shape, I think.
So being operations manager like you are, who owns the building? How does that work?
The city owns the building.
So the city of Sandpoint owns the facility itself.
And
do they rent it back to you? Do they lease it back to you?
They do.
Okay.
For a whopping $1
Oh, wonderful.
Year.
Okay.
So we are responsible for all the maintenance and the upkeep and all of that. So.
Right. Well, good. Well, very, very good. And it's been funny to watch the generations of people who have come through there before, too. One thing that I didn't know, and I found out, not the best way, but it was nice, was that you have different pieces of equipment that you loan out to people.
Oh,
you
know, yes, our medical equipment.
Yeah, whether it's like wheelchairs or
walkers,
crutches, walkers and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's still going?
It is very strongly going. You can come in Monday through Thursday. There's different times. We do close that down for lunch because we're so busy at lunch.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, loaning out our medical equipment is a huge part of what we do. And it's a very well-used service.
Yeah, and that's where word of mouth is kicked in. You know, people say, hey, wait, I don't really want to get a wheelchair. I don't want a walker. You know, well, guess what? Here's what you can do, and bring it back and give it to the next person for sure, too.
And it's all free, so no charge for any of that.
Well, very good, Jesse. Well, again, it's an important part of our community, and thanks for all you've done for sure, too. And if people want to volunteer, they call you, they stop by, they fill out a form. What do they do?
They can do any of that. I'm happy to talk to anybody during our business hours. We're open from 8 to 3 Monday through Thursday and then until noon on Fridays.
Right.
And they can talk to any of our staff, fill out an application. They can see what we have available also for needs.
So, and the very best meals around.
They are great meals for the price,
I mean, you can't beat that for sure.
Absolutely not.
And the community's there and the ambiance of your neighbors and friends being there. Jesse, thank you so much for what you do. Appreciate you stopping by. Looking forward to getting to know you a little bit better, too. And enjoy the ride. You're making a big difference that way.
Well, we hope so.
Well, thank you. And thanks for stopping by. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. 97.1. We will see you next week on the air. Again, Jesse, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
And have a great week. Take care.
Have a good time.